The following is a recording of the Rafael Borja teleconference with iAdvise on Friday, August 16th, 2013 at 8 a.m. Central Time. Good morning. My name is Jennifer, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Davivienda Second Quarter 2013 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press star 2. Thank you. I will now turn the conference over to Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jennifer, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Davivienda's Second Quarter 2013 Earnings Conference Call. Today's call is for investors and analysts only, therefore questions from the media will not be taken. Joining us from Bogota, Colombia are Mr. Efraín Forero Fonseca, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Ricardo León, Vice President, Risk and Financial Control. They will be discussing the results for the press release distributed yesterday. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit www.davivienda.com on the Investor Relations section, where there is also a webcast presentation to accompany discussion during this call. If you need any assistance, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that any forward-looking statements made today by Davivienda's management are subject to various conditions and may differ materially. These conditions are outlined in the last page of the company's press release in the disclaimer, and we ask that you refer to it for guidance. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Efraín Forero, Chief Executive Officer of Davivienda, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Forero, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to be here with this second quarter report that we want to make to our investors. We will have an agenda in which we are going to speak about the second quarter highlights, and then Mr. Ricardo León is going to speak about the second quarter results. Please go to the page 5 and we will start speaking about the main results of the company in this quarter. Mainly, Davivienda continues with the strategy and it is getting very good results. The asset growth of the bank, the consolidated bank, is 39.1%. We have got a very interesting diversification in terms of assets and profits. Our international subsidiaries, actual share is 19.8% for assets and 20% for profits. We also have got a better performance in the consumer portfolio in Colombia. Our allowance expenses reduces in 12% related to the past year. We have in the whole market, in the Colombian, in the international market, this change in the interest rate and the debt valuation, and that give us an accumulated investment income of negative 29 billion pesos. We have been working in our efficiency, and we have been controlling at the lows of our operating expenses. We have now a result of growing of 6.1 that we consider is a good result that we expect even to improve in the coming months. Related with the main event, we will mention about the results of DaviPlata, our electronic wallet. It is working very well. Now we have got 2,391 DaviPlata service points in many different little municipalities, 537 municipalities. So now we have this network to serve the customers in the whole country. We have 1.7 million customers. Among them, about 120,000 correspond to the Más Familias en Acción beneficiaries, that is a subsidy that the central government give to the families every 2 months. We actually have a transaction for 420 billion pesos. In page 7, we mentioned about our extraordinary shareholder meeting that we have during this quarter, and in which the meeting took decisions related about the equity composition of the bank, transferring 1.3 billion from occasional reserve account to capital account, increasing in that way our Tier 1 capital. We have new regulations in the country for all the equity and Tier 1 and Tier 2 capital relation, and we see in the figures there that we will have now with this new standard 11.35% of our equity or solvency relation. As you see there, our Tier 1 capital is about 7.4%. Also, the meeting took other decisions which changed the accounting period from semi-annual to annual. I would say that we feel that the bank is in the right relation of solvency, and we foresee that this will be good enough to manage the growth of the bank for the coming months, complying with everything in the new standard. In terms of the key commercial results in page 8, we mentioned that it is growing very well, the payroll disbursement, that is very important for us in the consumer loan, 506 billion, 49.9 higher than in the first quarter, and 30.2 higher than second quarter of past year. The business in construction is going very well. The construction portfolio is 603 billion, and it's growing 50.7 compared with the first quarter of this year, and 77.6% compared with the second quarter of the past year. At June, Davivienda has financed the construction of 2,400 homes of the 100,000 homes that are part of the Colombian government program that are going to be given to the poorest people without no cost for them. In terms of our small and medium business, the portfolio disbursement totaled 750 billion with an increase of 36.1% compared with the first quarter and 23% compared with the second quarter of the year. Well, that is a segment that in which we are very concerned. We feel that we will have an opportunity to keep on growing in the Colombian market. Return on equity for international operations reached 8.7, which is increasing steadily. During this quarter, one very good behavior has the mortgages. We have disbursement of 697 billion. That is 18.1 increase compared with the first quarter and 40% for the same quarter of the past year. Davivienda is actually leading the social housing segment with a market share of 34.3%. The bank prepared housing fair during this quarter, during two weekends. We had the coverage in 24 cities, and that includes 48 different construction companies, 913 projects, and we prepared at the same time 692 showrooms. We have a pre-approval of 53,000 loans for more than 4.3 billion pesos. In page 10, we mentioned other relevant events. In May, Davivienda was authorized by the Colombian Financial Regulation Authority and the Colombian Stock Exchange to acquire Corredores Asociados, The transaction has not yet finalized and is pending approval from local condominium authorities. We expect to close this deal during this month. On July 12th, Moody's International Rating Agency reviewed the outlook of Davivienda from negative to stable. On July 18th, Fitch Rating, the International Rating Agency, affirmed the rating and reviewed the outlook for Banco Davivienda Salvadoreño S.A. Well, I think these are the main events and, of the quarter. Now I will ask Mr. Ricardo León to present to you the second quarter 2013 results.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here to present the Davivienda's number at the end of June 2013. I would like to invite you to go to slide number 12. This slide shows our asset performance reaching a total of 52.6 billion pesos, which represents an increase of 6.1% on a quarterly basis, from which nearly 4% comes from Colombia's activity. This growth is distributed to a 15.8% growth in cash, a 6.7% growth in investment, which stands at 8.2 billion pesos as a result of the Davivienda's liquidity strategy, 5.1% growth in loan portfolio, and a growth of 6.1 million assets. On a yearly basis, total asset growth represents 39.1% consolidated, 18.5% coming from Colombia's operation. This growth is explained mainly by the loan portfolio size increase of 54.8 with a total of 35.6 million outstanding, and investment portfolio change of 60.3 year-to-year basis. In the next slide, slide number 15, we have gross loan performance. At a total of 57.3 billion pesos, gross loans grew at a rate of nearly 5% on a quarterly basis, from which the 19.3 billion pesos of commercial loan portfolio represent the most important increase of 6.2% compared to the second quarter of 2013. Mortgage represented a 5.3% increase on the same basis, and a consumer loan a 2.2% increase. When we refer to annual change, we can see that gross loans represent a 34.4% increase, 14.4% which comes from Colombia business. In this context, the mortgage portfolio at a total of 7.2 trillion pesos is the one of exceeding the most significant increase with 61.2% increase year to year. In addition, we have the commercial portfolio with a 34.1 increase, and final consumer portfolio with a 21.4 change in change year to year. In the next slide, slide 14, first, the solid line is a quality ratio, a quality indicator, and the broken line is the coverage rate. The quality indicator for the consolidated loan portfolio is 1.84%, falling just 4 basis points from the previous quarter report. In Colombia, same indicator remains flat at a level of 1.31%. On the other hand, coverage ratio fell to 243% from the previous 148. This situation can be explained by the 10% decrease in Colombia's coverage ratio, which fell to 268% from 278% last quarter. This was a result of the recognition of a different kind of guarantee on some loan portfolio. I would like to drill down in quality ratio and coverage ratio in the next slide. In the slide 15, we can see the quality ratio for this different portfolio. In the consolidated commercial portfolio, we can see a decrease in NPLs at 1.2 1.23% from 1.34%. This is explained by a 9 basis point increase to 1.03% for local operation portfolios. Coverage stands at 288%. In the consumer loan portfolio, we see a small increase to 2.69%, the last quarter's number of 2.62%. This is explained by the lagging growth in this portfolio. Coverage rate indicator decreased from 271 from 283%. And finally, in the mortgage segment, we have seen an almost flat result at 2.21% in NPLs with nominal decreasing coverage from 138% to 128%, explained by the significant growth mentioned in the previous slide. I would like to move to the next slide, funding resources. In funding resources, the quality number for funding resources closed at 43.8 trillion pesos. This figure represents a growth of 4.5% on a quarter-to-quarter basis. This is explained by an increase in the deposit quarter-to-quarter of 5.6%. Credit, the other entity is growing at 3.5% in the same basis. And bonds securities remain in the same level for this year. Fund resources increased 47.7% on the year-to-year basis, which can be explained by a year-to-year increase in bonds due to the international issuance conducted in the previous quarter last year and the fifth quarter of 2013, and which resulting in a 70% increase in annual basis. In addition, deposits grew 43.3%, driven by domestic growth, which grew 22.1%, and the international business explained the other 22.2%. In the next slide, slide 17, we have a financial map. As we discussed before, we have seen in the last quarter depreciation in our trading portfolio, which affected our results fully for this quarter. As a result, financial margin closed at 262 billion, which represents a decrease of 55% on a quarterly basis. On a year-to-year basis, financial margin decreased by 4.8%. If we consider our domestic business alone, our financial margin would have fallen 23.2%. However, our international business mitigated the impact and improved the total financial market. We want to bring to the attention to the fact that the diversification strategy of our business has the tendency to pay off, allowing us to increase our gross income. Investment income for the quarter represents a loss of 193 billion pesos and 29 billion for the semester. We have reduced our exposure to market risk by lowering duration in fixed income trading portfolio. Consolidated loan portfolio income continues to grow as a result of our international business. The semester closed at a growth rate of 19.6%. Net interest margin as a result is 7.1% for this semester. And although it represents a linear margin, we expect it to end at the level of 7.7%. And I would like to move to the next slide 18. And we have expenses. Expenses for this quarter account for a total of 592 billion, 29 billion more than the last quarter, which represents a 5.1% increase on a quarterly basis and an annual increase of 35.6%. This increase can be explained by the integration of our international business. In Colombia, expenses grew in Colombia, we grew at 7.6% on a yearly basis. However, if we exclude non-recurring expenses for concepts such as the Plata integration of international business
and our issue in our bond in the international market, expenditure decreased only 6.1% compared to the last year. Please go to the slide number 19. Net income. About an increase, as a result of increases in net financial margin, which can explain by our trading portfolio performance, net income shrunk to 34 billion in this quarter and 233 for the first semester. This represents a 27.1 decrease on an annual basis. This is related to a return of our equity of 10.7% for the year. However, we expect a higher ROE in this year. Finally, in the next slide, slide 20, we would like to show our net income. We show a consolidated net income that achieved 273 billion, and we want to highlight the international operation share with account for 20% of our total income. Now, I would like to open up the call for questions. That these are the most important feature of the Vivienda Bank.
Thank you. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key, followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. Again, that is star one to ask a question. Our first question comes from Joe Cogan with Scotiabank.
Good morning, and thank you for the presentation. I was wondering if you could provide some more details on the investment portfolio. In particular, to what extent have you adjusted the composition of the investment portfolio in response to the market volatility that we saw earlier this year? Have you sold any bonds or adjusted duration? And also, how do you expect the investment portfolio to evolve over the upcoming year? Will the volatility affect what you invest in and how willing you are to have exposure to coal tests?
Okay, I will ask Mr. Jaime Castañeda, Vice President, to answer this question and to give more information about all the different strategies that we are taking in that area.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jaime Castañeda. I want to explain a little bit how has been our strategy for the treasury and our investment portfolio. First of all, it is very good to mention that up to June of this year, we keep all of our treasuries built in the category of trading, which impacts a lot our results, as you see in the first semester. The board of directors of Banco de Vivienda made a decision of change the classification of that portfolio for one side. So today, we already classified almost 50% of our securities portfolio. Secondly, we have decided to decrease the sensitivity of the portfolio to the market. So it means that we have reduced the duration of that portfolio from 3.9 years, and today we have a duration less than 3 years. It means that we have decreased the DDO1 from 1,850 million pesos per basis point during May and June, and today we have the same DDO1 of in 1.2 million pesos in general. We reclassified our investment portfolio in TED. It means that from the point of view in available for sale, we have a DDO1 close to 700 million pesos, which any impact from now on will be in our capital account, and we have less than 600 million pesos in the portfolio of securities in the trading category. So we think that, of course,
the international market will be continuing with a big volatility. We are decreasing the maturity of our portfolio. We are just taking position or moving the position toward the short part of the curve because we consider that the treasury bills will continue the trend that we have seen during this year, and we are expecting a treasury going up to 3 to 3.5%. It means that in Colombia, the effect of the long term of the curve will be increased by the next following month. So what we are now is protecting the results of the bank and also to keep the investment portfolio in the shortest term possible.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Alonso Aramburu with BTG Pactual.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for the call. I wanted to ask you about loan margins. If you exclude the portfolio losses this quarter, it looks like your NIM came down again quarter over quarter. Just was wondering if you think this trend will continue into the second half, and how much more pressure can you have on the margins?
We think that it's related with the behavior of our consumer portfolio. And we expect to have a pressure on the margin anyhow because of the competition for the coming month. But we see in our case that the strategy that we have been following is giving us a chance to have a better margin in the consumer loan. In commercial and mortgages, where we see that the interest rate we have to are going up and we feel that maybe in the second semester margins are going to be very close to the first margin, to the first quarter.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Nicholas Norina with Cinco.
Good morning, and thank you for the conference. I was going to ask a question very much in line with Alonso's question, and it's we have noticed that you have one of the highest NIMs in comparison to Bancolombia and Banco de Bogotá, and that's very good. But your efficiency is not as good as theirs. I was wondering, what are your plans for improving that efficiency, and what are the strategic projects in order to get there?
Well, I have to mention that our strategy during these two last year is related with growth, but at the same time it's related with efficiency, mainly in consumer, in the consumer portfolio. But we have raised the selection of the different loans in consumer, and we have been growing only about 6%. The industry is growing in about 15% in consumer. Now we see that we are getting a better result in terms of the margin of the consumer loan portfolio. We are growing very well in the mortgage business, and in the commercial, and then mainly we are working very hard in the small and medium business. Now, in terms of efficiency, we have been taking care of our growth and expenses, but at the same time, we are working very hard in focusing in the strategies that I mentioned before in Colombia, and working in the strategies that we are working in our international subsidiaries. Our main investment in the new operation is related with DaviPlata, which actually gives us this new network that is going to be really very important for the bank and for the country, and will give us the chance to work with those people in the base of the pyramid and to do business with them in a very profitable way. So actually we believe that the growth of our expenses is getting lower. We expect to be able to grow even lower, And we work very hard in terms of our investment in technology to improve the efficiency of the banks. But mainly we will be working in focusing in the strategies that we have been working during this past 6 years.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from David Santos with Compass Group.
Yes, hello. I wanted to ask you about what are you seeing on the mortgages business, which has grown so much in comparison to the rest of the loan portfolio of the bank.
Well, I would say that it has been a very good semester for the mortgage in general terms for the country, and government has a push that results with the support of the subsidies that they are giving to some part of the fund segment in the mortgage portfolio. The growth of the economy is related in construction and building. So we have taken advantage of our knowledge of the business and mortgages, and we did this fair during the quarter. That give us the chance to approve more than 4.3 billion trillion pesos with 53,000 approvals. Families, different families get the approval of the loans in this fair. So now we are making the disbursements related with that fair that we made in the quarter. And we believe that for the coming semester, we will be having still a very good result in terms of the disbursement of the mortgages. And as you may see, the quality of those loans are really very good in the country and mainly in Davivienda. And so we have this mortgages strategy as a key point for our general strategy in personal banking, since all the relations that we try to make with those people are long-term relations, and we want them to have also different kind of products in consumer, investments, insurance, and we will work to have all of the different portfolio, personal business portfolio with those families.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Our next question comes from Luis Guzman with Santander.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my question, and thank you for the call. I have two questions. First, regarding the loan growth in consumer portfolio, can you explain us a little bit of the growth? It seems that the growth is not coming from high-yielding loans as credit cards and auto loans have maintain a flat balance, while most of the growth is coming from lower yielding loans within the consumer portfolio. Do you expect this to continue in the second half, and is it a change of strategy? That's the first question. And the second question is, what can we expect for profitability and net income for this year? The first half has been negatively impacted by trading and another one-off. And do you have any sense of how much can the bank pick up this ROE for this year? Thank you.
I would like to start for your second question in terms of NIM and return on equity. In terms of NIM, when we analyze the impact of our trade portfolio, we could see that the depreciation of our trade portfolio moved our NIM from 8.1% to 7.1%. Our analysis said that we can recover this level of NIM because the impact comes from the trade portfolio. We estimated that at the end of the year, our NIM would be around 7.8%. So, because in the rest of the year, we hope to recover part of the income that we lost with a trading portfolio. In our hourly, in terms of our consolidated figures, we estimate that we will be around 15.7% for 15%. It's the mix of the income that comes from our local operation and our international business. And that in terms of NIM and ROE. In terms of the same question, Mr. Frank will ask the question.
Well, our strategies in general terms in the personal business are related with what we call a homogeneous group, and in which the payroll business is key for us. It has a lot of different qualities that we want to take advantage in that business, even though the interest rate of those loans might be in some cases lower, the cost of the operation is much lower than the individual operation. So we have been working very hard in having a growth of the payroll business loans, and we feel very good that we are having now the second place in the country in that field. We work very hard as well with our credit card business that is growing at a pace of about 12%, 13% related with the past year, and we have been developing different plans to have more credit cards as well as the use of those cards in a much better way than the past year. So those two businesses are going very well. We closed some lines because we saw that they were having some kind of bad experience in terms of the quality of the loans with the individual lines. And that is the reason why those segments are not growing very well. However, we see now that the bank is growing with a very healthy quality of the new loans that we are giving to our customers now. The system is growing in consumer loans about 15%. We are growing about this about 6%. We expect to be growing at about 10% at the end of the year. But we believe that many of the other banks are slowing the growth as well, because maybe it's been growing very, very, very fast.
So you would expect a higher growth on credit cards for next year rather than this year, right?
Excuse me? Could you repeat?
So if I understood correctly, you would expect a higher growth in credit cards maybe on next year rather than this year because of the different things that you were mentioning.
Sure. I see for Davivienda a higher role in general terms the consumer loans, in the whole portfolio, but in those portfolios, I would say that our credit card business is going to grow even higher than 12% to 13%.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your touch-tone phone now. We have no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Efren Forero for closing remarks.
Okay, thank you very much. As we mentioned during the presentation, we feel that the strategy of La Vivienda is going well. We feel very good about the operation in Central America. We have the chance to manage this operation during this semester, and we believe that those banks are really a very good opportunity for La Vivienda to both diversify and to increase the profitability of the bank. In the other hand, DaviPlata is going very well. We actually have the system that is the third system in the world, and it will give you a very high potential for the bank in the coming year.
Mr. Ferrero, we do have one more question in the queue.
Oh, sure.
This question comes from Laura Salamanca with Helm.
Good morning. I have two questions. The first one is regarding the low interest rate for mortgage after the plans announced by the government. I would like to know if you expect to have those interest rates for the rest of the year, or you plan to increase the interest rate. And my other question was regarding the DBO one you just mentioned. I really don't get some of the numbers, so could you repeat that sensibility? Thank you.
The rate with the mortgages, I can tell you that we have higher the rate. We will have to we make a commitment with the government for those loans related with the homes, home value of 80 million to 200 million, that we will have the interest rate of about 6.5% plus the subsidy of the government. However, in all the other lines, we have already increased the interest rate of the mortgages because of the change in the interest rate in the market and in the Fed. So those interest rates have been already adjusted to the market conditions. And we will have the same margin that we used to have in the past. And I couldn't understand very well the other question. Could you please repeat it?
Okay, it was regarding the DVO1, the sensibility you mentioned at the beginning of the Q&A session for the portfolio,
okay.
Like comparing May. Okay, thank you.
Laura, this is Jaime Castañeda. Regardless of the DVO1, it's that in May and June, the investment portfolio of Banco de Vivienda account by DVO1 of 1,800 million pesos per basis point. What we did during the July was decrease that DVO1 from 1,800 million pesos per basis point to 1,200 million pesos per basis point. It means that we have decreased by 40% the risk associated to our portfolio because we decreased the duration of that investment portfolio in July. Also, we classified the investment portfolio, almost half of it, in available for sale. In that way, we decrease the risk of the bank to be exposed totally to the market and to any change to the market. That means that we are very conservative right now with the duration and also to have more liquidity in the short-term basis and also decreasing the real one. That means we are decreasing the risk in the long term.
Okay, so you change like the classification of some of the securities from available for sale to
available for sale. Yeah, and we also decrease the duration for almost 4 years that we used to have in the investment portfolio to below 3 years. That is the duration that we have in today. It means that for this semester we are expecting more. An instability in the rate. So it means that we are trying to stabilize the income that comes from the investment portfolio for the rest of this year.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Mr. Ferrero, we have no further questions. Please continue with your closing remarks.
Okay. As I was mentioning, so we believe that we are working well in those different strategies in the Central America and the Plata strategies. And in Colombia, we feel that we have to keep on working in the opportunities that we have in both mortgages and consumer and personal banking and in the asset management with the individuals. And we believe that business is going very well. We feel, as I mentioned, very well the mortgages business, and we now have a better growth and quality for the consumer loan. The funds growth in the personal banking is also very, very good at the pace of more than 15%, so when we consider it, it's really very good. In terms of the corporate business and medium and small businesses,
we have an opportunity that we think that we are capitalizing and we are getting every quarter a higher share of the market of those business, and we believe that that is an opportunity for Davivienda. We will keep on working that. That is a very good and very high margin business. We have this losses in the quarter related with the portfolio in our investment. I would say that maybe it was in many other different banks, but we believe that finally we will make at the end of the year we will have very good results also in terms of the net income of the loan the investment portfolio of the bank. Things are going very well in July and August, and we feel very confident about what we are going to do finally at the end of the year. So we believe that the strategy is going very well. The bank is stable, it's very well capitalized. The new regulation related with this adjustment to Basel III in Colombia give us a very good solvency that allow us to be very confident to work and to grow with the bank and to grow with all the plans that we have and that we have been sharing with you in all the different presentations. So thank you very much for your attention in this conference.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.